6 months after 9/11, the Gallup poll of Islamic countries found that an overwhelming majority of those surveyed believed the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon had not been the work of Arabs. Well-educated Egyptians and Saudis believed that the Israelis were behind the murder of 3,000 innocents on 9/11. One of the widely disseminated stories was that no Jews died in the collapse of the Trade Towers because they had received calls telling them not to go to work that day. To tell you the truth, I got the Jew call. I had an office in the Trade Center where I used to do most of my writing. The call came from former New York Mayor Ed Koch. "Al," he told me, "don't go to work on the 23rd day of Elul."
Evidence that Israelis had been forewarned several hours before the attacks surfaced at an Israeli instant messaging service known as Odigo. This story, clear evidence of Israeli prior knowledge, was reported only briefly in the U.S. media and quickly forgotten. At least two Israel-based employees of Odigo received warnings of an imminent attack in New York City more than 2 hours before the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Odigo had its U.S. headquarters two blocks from the World Trade Center. The Odigo employees, however, did not pass the warning on to authorities in New York City, a move that could have saved thousands of lives. Odigo has a feature called People Finder that allows users to seek out and contact others based on certain demographics, such as an Israeli nationality. 2 weeks after 9/11, Alex Diamandis, Odigo's vice president, reportedly said, quote, "It was possible that the attack warning was broadcast to other Odigo members, but the company has not received reports of other recipients of the message," unquote. The internet address of the sender was given to the FBI, and 2 months later it was reported that the FBI was still investigating the matter. There have been no media reports since. Odigo, like many Israeli software companies, is based and has its research and development center in Herzliya, Israel, the small town north of Tel Aviv, which happens to be where Mossad's headquarters are located. Shortly after 9/11, Odigo was taken over by Comverse Technology, another Israeli company. Within a year, five executives from Comverse were reported to have profited by more than $267 million from insider trading. Through Israeli venture capital investment funds, Mossad spawns and sponsors scores of software companies currently doing business in the United States. These Israel-based companies are sponsored by Mossad funding sources such as Cedar Fund, Stage One Ventures, Veritas Venture Partners, and others. As one might expect, the portfolios of these Mossad-linked funding companies contain only Israeli-based companies, such as Odigo. The Israeli company Odigo provided 2 hours advance warning to people on a buddy list. In addition to the Odigo early warning, it is reported that the Tokyo branch of Goldman Sachs also released a memo on 10th September 2001 that warned its employees to steer clear of any American government buildings.
First of all, there's nobody on this stage that's more pro-Israel than I am. Okay? There's nobody. I am pro-Israel. I was the Grand Marshal, not so long ago, of the Israeli Day Parade down Fifth Avenue. I've made massive contributions to Israel. I have I have tremendous love for Israel. I happen to have a son-in-law and a daughter that are Jewish, okay? And two grandchildren that are Jewish. But I didn't come here tonight to pander to you about Israel. That's what politicians do. All talk, no action, believe me.
Totally protect Israel. They've been let down badly by the Obama administration. Israel will be very secure if I win this election. Believe me, Israel will be very, very secure.
What is your secret? Because we don't seem to have the hang of that.
The secret is that we have America.
Nah.
And America, you see, the point is that...
I speak to you today as a lifelong supporter and true friend of Israel. I'm a newcomer to politics, but not to backing the Jewish state. In 2001, weeks after the attacks on New York City and on Washington, and frankly, the attacks on all of us,
attacks that perpetrated, and they were perpetrated by the Islamic fundamentalists. Mayor Rudy Giuliani visited Israel to show solidarity with terror victims. I sent my plane because I backed the mission for Israel 100%. In spring of 2004, at the height of the violence in the Gaza Strip, I was the Grand Marshal of the 40th Salute to Israel Parade, the largest single gathering in support of the Jewish state. I came here to speak to you about where I stand on the future of American relations with our strategic ally, our unbreakable friendship, and our cultural brother, the only democracy in the Middle East, the State of Israel. When I become president, the days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen will end on day one. And when I say something, I mean it. I mean it. I will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu immediately. I have known him for many years and will be able to work closely together to help bring stability and peace to Israel and to the entire region. But when the United States stands with Israel, the chances of peace really rise and rises exponentially. That's what will happen when Donald Trump is president of the United States. We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem. And we will send a clear signal that there is no daylight between America and our most reliable ally, the State of Israel. The Palestinians must come to the table knowing that the bond between the United States and Israel is absolutely, totally unbreakable. I love the people in this room. I love Israel. I love Israel. I've been with Israel so long in terms of I've received some of my greatest honors from Israel. My father before me, incredible. My daughter Ivanka is about to have a beautiful Jewish baby. In fact, it could be happening right now, which would be very nice as far as I'm concerned. So I want to thank you very much. This has been a truly great honor. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.